I have a very dramatic announcement. So anyone with a weak heart should leave now.
Unreal. Revolution. Revolution. Uncensored. Revolution. Revolution. Unfiltered. Revolution. Unchanged. Revolution. Revolution. Unadulterated. Revolution. Revolution. Unbelievable. CliffCentral.com. Revolution. Revolution. Revolution.
Aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Good morning, everyone. It's the Casper Radio Show. This is not pre-recorded. I am here and I'm I'm here and I'm live. Alive as well. I still suffer from the lung. Can you hear when I take a breath? It's that sickly. What was that one beautiful little guy who was in Idols, American Idols, and then he lost at the end. And when he sang, he breathed like this. What was his name again? Tommy Atavito or something like that. Can't quite remember. You know, we are in a new studio because there's a new channel called Touch. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. And they are now where we used to be. So we are in a new, brand new, nice studio. It looks like some very intelligent person's study. And unfortunately, together with the fact that we are changing channels, we have to say goodbye to someone because he is going to be with Touch now. We are not good enough anymore. No, we are not. And so I'm waiting for Duncan to make his appearance. I don't think he even wants to say goodbye. He's not even here. I told him, Duncan 11. But of course, he's now with Touch. Not with me. So he just said a word, which I think was fuck you, in Paddy, and then he just continued. But he will come, I'm sure. But someone who is here is Betty Bernard. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the lovely, shining Gavin Prince.
Good morning, Casper, and good morning to all our fabulous listeners.
It's a long time no see, eh?
It's been a very long time. I hate being away from the show for so long.
I know.
You are my family.
I know. And that's when I don't know anymore what you've done. I must find out what you've done and so forth and so forth. But we'll catch up. I'm still playing for time for Duncan, but he's not coming. Let me play this and see.
The Casper Radio Show.
Fuckle Duncan. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll get our first guest in and we will talk about what we're going to do. So I'm going to play this, which is very funny. You're going to love it. It's Louis C.K. Always funny. And this particular sketch I found hilarious. And the sketch's name is Hilarious. He's got a good take on those words, like amazing and hilarious. Let's see. Wat so geklappies hoor ek? Oh, ben jy? Okay, wait.
Humba, humba, natsokolo goli, goli, kuya iwa kappa, kappa so zinyela, humba, natsokolo, harilai, humba, humba, natsokolo goli, goli, kuya iwa kappa, kappa so zinyela, humba, natsokolo.
This is not Louis C.K. being hilarious, because Duncan has arrived. So this is the song I'm playing for him. Duncan, so the end of the road, my friend.
No.
For us.
Moenie so sê, meneer.
For now.
Ja, laat ons net sê for now.
Do they pay better at touch?
You... No, they actually don't. I'm doing everything for free. I love being alive.
Okay. That's a hashtag. So maybe one day, Duncan, I see big things for us. I see us in Sirius, what's that? That channel, that satellite service of Howard Stern?
Siri.
I see us on that. Yeah. Our own show.
Yeah, I see it happening as well, man. I see us being the number one late night show.
Yes.
You know, I see
worldwide.
I see Betty taking care of the catering.
Just yeah. She must just bring in cakes. What are they saying in the song?
Hamba Duncan. Hamba Duncan. Hamba. Just go. Just go.
Oh, it's
the world
like
is yours, yeah.
Hamba. Casper as well. They said Casper there.
Look, I'm going to try to get you guys on Tech Central, because that's where you want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can have a whole show on musicals, because you know Touch Central is a music station.
I'll sing.
Yeah.
No, Touch is a music station.
Yeah.
But you said Cliff Central.
Sorry, you see, Cliff Central is still in my body and my blood.
I know. So if Touch goes gay, get me a show there about musicals.
I will, actually.
Yeah, because now we can play anything.
Anything. We can even play some Enya. We can play anything.
Why do you always think I play Enya?
I don't know. I just have this calming...
You got this Enya feeling about me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck, that was beautiful. Thanks.
That is a big pleasure. Well, now you must humba, because we have got a show to do and you are with fucking Touch.
But if I was given the option to choose, I would have chose Casper Radio Show over everything.
Ooh. Yeah, but you know what to do in the future. If you got a bit off, just to run over here and say hello.
Yeah. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
What are we going to laugh at now for these Afrikaans?
Moenie lach aan my, omdat alle het gedoen was probeer.
You showed such a wonderful spirit, even though you failed so miserably. But...
But I think Duncan can still send us voice notes. So
yeah.
If we're feeling gloomy, because Casper and I always have this need before we start a show to have a monster like I have in my hand now.
Oh, you mean, I thought you mean an erection.
No. And so if we want to laugh, we can just play a clip of Duncan.
That's a goeie idea. Yeah.
Duncan in Afrikaans. We'll give him Afrikaans sentences every week.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, can me,
have we got WeChat here in this new studio?
I'll open WeChat for you.
Oh, please, Duncan, if that's the last thing you do.
Every Friday, I can read the headlines from the report. I see a little.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
I can give you the Afrikaans news.
That'll be interesting.
Okay. Well, we're going to start with our section called...
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Out there. And this out there is an irritating one. I've got a good out there and an irritating one. We start with the irritating one. It's a Russian. He irritates the shit out of you from the word go. I think that's enough. I couldn't take it anymore with my lung. And now we got a...
Extra special!
Woo! That was Elsa. Special. And this is Michelle Boota. Hallo.
Hallo, Casper.
Jy is nou a Fots op pad na aan Daymoed by die show.
Is dit?
Fots friend of the show, want jy is al 6 keer hier gewees.
Oh, wow.
Nee, 3 times, hey.
Ja.
Is this your 4th time?
Ek wat dit was, ja.
So then you're a dame.
Oh, fantastic.
You're dame of the show.
All right.
So only two people got that honor. That's Jonathan Rocksmith and you. Oh, well, he's not a dame. Well, I don't know. But he is a sir.
He's a sir. Thank you so much.
Dame Michelle, thank you for coming. You're early because I've got a surprise for you.
Yay.
We got Bodytech. They have been with us for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Now, that is not where they bedraad you.
Mm-hmm.
They put you in a pocket. And then you do exercises for 20 minutes.
Okay.
I've asked them very nicely that they keep it up with you if you want to weekly.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. Thank
because
you.
It's only what you need once a week to do it.
Oh, okay.
Because you're in a play called My Fat Friend.
This is true.
And you are fat in Act 1 and thin in Act 2.
Yes.
You see. And so the other night, we went to see Oscar Nipinktani. Ne, Bernard?
Ja.
Was het veel mooi?
Dit was hartroerend.
Dit was, ne?
Dit was rarig. Ek het,
soos ek sê, longskuddend.
Ek het probeer om nie een gek vir myself te maak nie,
ja,
die trane en alles in te hou.
Huh? Nee.
En aan die einde,
ja,
achter my, ons het in rydee gesit, so ons was redelijk voor, so achter, dit was soos een see van snikke wat aangerol kom,
wow,
van achteraf.
Ja.
Achter ons, ek gaan nie die naam noem nie, het een persoon gesit, wat uitgebars het.
Wat sy in, ken, hè? Wat sy ken.
Sy ken hom.
Baie goed. Sy was in
baie goed.
Acteur.
Ja.
Ja.
Hy was in een musical met hom. En maar, jyre, hy het
gesnok en trane gehuil.
Ek het laatst jou gehuil met Titanic, met die oud tannie.
Toe hy begin, toe gaan die trane. Toe sê ek, fuck dit, ek huil.
Wait, is this the show that... No, this is not the show that she's on.
No.
This is another show.
Yeah, this is another show. I'm talking about the show because we saw it Wednesday night. And then I slipped out and I went on the balcony of their show, My Fat Friend, to just see the beginning of Act 2.
Oh, goodness.
And so that's the... I don't give it away if I say it's the thin period. Do
no,
I?
No,
not really.
No.
So she came on and it was hollering and whooping in the audience. Like something drastic has happened. So I thought, that sounds very nice. Nice reaction. And then I had this idea. Let's try Michelle on Bodytech.
Wow.
So they are here. Marvelous. Juan, Rom, is Estelle here or not?
No, Estelle's not here yet.
But Rom is...
Dom. And
not Rom. Dom.
Oh, Rim. I thought Rim. Sorry.
Dom.
Oh, no.
Not that wide.
I did not just hear that.
My long heart. Sorry, Dom.
Dom.
So jy kan maar lekker met Dom nou gaan werk. So, Michelle, get cool on into your pakkie.
I'm going to,
and then when you're in, we're going to come back to you and say, are you well? You're going to start. And then we're going to hear afterwards. But good luck, and I think you will love it.
And
Gavin, did it.
I just want to give you advice.
Yes.
All I'm saying is, because I did it, like Casper said now, 2-3 weeks ago, ek hoop jou boude is baie sterk. That's all you need to be concerned about.
Well, we'll have to see about that. But I'm sure.
Oh, I can't wait. So, okay, we're going to listen to a nice story that Johan Willems has sent me on Facebook. And it's apparently, it's a children's story for adults or something. I don't quite know what the fuck's going on here. But let's have a listen to that. And Michelle, good luck.
Thanks.
See you later. Alligator, your cast will join us later as well.
Excellent.
We'll all talk.
All right.
Yay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want to play with my balls? Hey, Louie, do you want to play with my balls? Sure, Chuck, I can hold your ball sack so it won't drag on the ground. Wow, your balls are so big, I can't even fit them in my mouth. My mom's always yelling, Louie, get those balls out of your mouth before you choke. You know that mean girl, Sally? She squeezed my balls so hard, they looked funny. Yeah, well, when I play with Sally, I always end up with blue balls. Billy Johnson made Sally cry last week. Now, that kid's got balls. Not anymore. Yesterday, Sally kicked Billy's balls so hard he lost one. Look, Louie, your dog is licking my balls. Let's roll them on Sparky's fur. Girls hate hairy balls. You know, Chuck, if we show Sally our hairy balls, she'll scream for sure. Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of like Sally. I wish she would just play nice with my balls. Yeah, me too. Hey, Sally, do you want to play with our balls? Sure, but only if I can play with both of your balls at the same time. The end.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
It is the Casper Radio, the Casper Radio Show, and we are live with five lungs. Because my one lung is like sunken. Kevin.
Hello.
What have you been doing? Because I saw on Facebook that you're with millionaires or what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Well, I don't know if it's unfortunate or fortunate, but a lot of my clients are like entrepreneurs and business people. But the most exciting thing I did was I went to a lion farm. I played with lions. Like, I did not know it is humanly possible.
So that was the old Transvaal rugby team, eh?
No, this is actual lions. I'll roar for you. I'll kick for you. I'm gonna post a little video later on my Facebook page.
Please, I want to see it.
But ek het vir die een kap, ek het vir die een nie lioness nie. Wat om jy 'n baba leeu? Betty? Cub. What is a baba
leeu? Cub.
But no, Afrikaans.
A valpy.
A valpy. So I...
It clings to my cuter as a cup. A valpy.
But exactly. It's like, you know, it's that motherly sort of whatever. But anyway, so I fed it. But did you know that it's like the milk that the valpy gets, that the cub gets. It's like a mixture of like all sorts of powders and stuff. Maar hulle sit speciale paraffin daarbij.
Hi.
Because you know what? When a cub is born... They can't number one and number two properly. You have to help them. Did you know?
Oh no.
I've never in my life.
So then, mama leaked them into.
No, mama's gone. Mama's any enclosure, whatever. So what we did was, no moet jy hom voer. You have to feed him. So yeah. You have to give him a milk like a proper baby, like I did. Yeah. And then you have to rub his tummy so that they can poopies and pippies.
Oh,
cute, nie? So that's what I did yesterday because I took media there. So the lion owner, the farm is called Jubula Big Cat Farm, and the owner is my client. So I had to take media there.
But Kevin, do me a favor and just, I'm not dissing your client, but just find out, is this like canned lions? Because they rear them and then they shoot them. I think.
What's a canned lions?
It's lions, but humans. Or
they rear them.
What? They're rarer than them.
They're rarer than them.
It's when humans raise wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the lion is big, it's not cute anymore. And then they are being shot by overseas people on a hunt.
Oh, no. So that is what the gossip is about.
Oh.
The story.
Oh,
is
good.
Because this is where Gavin comes in. The story is that he abuses the lions.
You.
Him.
The guy.
The guy, yeah. Craig Jack. He's a TV presenter.
Molesting the lion.
And, well, you know.
Yeah.
Abusing.
Yeah.
Let's see. I fat claws off. Hello, I declaw hulle.
But it's not true.
No, I was there yesterday. I saw all the lions. Hulle het nog al hulle pote op. So, you know, those are all. So, this is what we're doing. We're like trashing the rumors.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Because that was my concern.
Mm. So, he raises them. He has a special, he calls it like a special friendship with the lions.
I took a friendship with the valpy.
You must come with me the next time.
I want to, like, just...
I'm serious. Mm. Come with me the next time.
They're so nice and rough. I like it.
I said to him, I will need bite. I will
yeah.
need to some,
yeah, yeah.
But not like, oh, bite you
yeah,
sore.
Friendly.
But the cub just wants to like play and things yeah. like that. He's so
now,
cute.
I will come. I love it. I've Please been to the do. Cheetahs. I've been to the cheetahs.
But don't
and
put
the tigers.
On, but don't put on like a red carpet frock now. This is proper farm.
I know, Gavin.
And you smell like yesterday. I smell.
Piss.
Nee, nie pussie die ander een.
Kak. Leo kak. So mense het gestap, jou man het gesê, God, Gavin, jy ruik soos leeu kak.
Hy het so ver gestap, so you on the farm, hey.
Ja, dit sê, ja, ek brul van smaak.
So just like, don't think that you're gonna, it's gonna be all glam and whatever. It
is. I have a plaas groot geword.
Me too, but I still have, you know, because I've grown out of the farm.
But I don't think of lions like perfumey and, of course I'll be rough.
Yeah, but it's really, really, we should have like a proper Cliff Central vibe going there, like a Casper Radio Show vibe going there. It's amazing.
Gavin, seeing that you're close to the door, won't you open it up and ask one of the nice men outside to come in? I just want to hear what's going on with Michelle.
Okay, I will do
because
that.
Because we've got different, I haven't got a mic outside. So we're going to do that. Yeah, and so Bernard, next week Friday, we will have Sandra of Oscar Nipping.
Fantastic.
She will be our guest. I even cried, I must say.
It was rarig, rarig goed.
I even cried. Dom, hello.
Hello.
Tell me what's going on with Michelle. How far are you from beginning with her?
So we've pretty much just got her dressed up in the electrodes, so the jackets and the arm straps and the leg belts and a bum belt. And she's pretty much ready to go. So we just need to hook up to the
machine. Have you done the excesses yet to see where you can push it to?
So we haven't done the assessment yet. We're going to do that now.
Okay.
And then we take those intensity levels to use for the training session.
Fantastic. Well, wish her good luck. And when you want to say something, I can't see you people out there. Just wave there through the window and then you come talk. Well, that's we very open door policy, yeah?
Okay, awesome.
Okay, donkey. Okay, neem die selfie. Kevin. Yeah, so I enjoyed it as well. I was crying a bit. But she is coming next week, Sandra, hey?
Is it?
Yes, she's coming next
week. That's amazing.
She's
one of my favorite actors.
The team is full, jammer, Gavin.
Die manneke, wat's it? Nie die manneke nie. What was the old one in the 80s?
Manamsage.
Die Mannheimse Sage.
Ja, I don't know.
But, nie Mannheimse Sage nie.
But and what's the other, is the other bekroonde acteur? He's in Seven the Lion, but that was with her in the show, in that movie?
Marius Weyers.
Yes, Marius Weyers.
He's not on the stage, but the Oscar. It's only she.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not.
Ja, jy moet sien hoe sy... Ek net te veel eintlik nou praat oor die show, want ons moet daar praat
oor. Ons gaan nie nou daaroor praat.
Onthou dat ek jou vertel.
Now, I want to hear like who cried. No. Don't do that. Don't say like live on
we'll
air.
We'll say next week.
To our millions of listeners that there was a person crying, but you're not going to say who the person
is. I think
say
what
the
you
person.
Should ask me, being of media, Gavin, is how did it go with the Comics Choice Awards where you got the Lifetime Achievement? I think you should ask that.
Okay, I first have a short intro. Oh, wow. Casper. My boss, my friend, my idol, my everything, who I can call. He's
anytime.
A friend in need.
Absolutely.
He's receiving so much of rewards and recognitions that it is hard for me to keep up. It's a challenge.
Thank
Casper,
you.
How was the Comic Choice Awards?
Thank you, Kevin. I also struggle to keep up with all the compliments and awards rolling in from everywhere. Strange that... None of them are money, which is quite a problem. But it was a wonderful night. I was very ill still, but I went on stage with my Segway, and I did a speech, which I didn't quite know what I was saying, and then apparently someone in the audience recorded that speech, and she had it on her Facebook. I happened to just happen on it. I wasn't searching high and low for myself. And then I saw the speech, and it was quite a nice speech. I was quite impressed. So you can. It
what do you remember of the speech?
Just moving in and moving out. That's all. I can't remember much because I knew I had to speak English. I mustn't sound cuck. It can't be too long but it must be a bit funny as well. So I tried all that with a fever and a donkey lung.
What I liked about his speech, hy het letterlik al die comedians kom op stage en baie dankie vir my award. En dan begin hulle met hulle 'n stukkie comedy en dan sê hulle dankie en dan gaan hulle af. Waar hy het opgekom en hy het dankie gesê en dit het in comedy ingevloei. Wow. En hy het dankie gesê en hy het afgegaan. Dit's nie baie dankie vir my ma en my pa en
Hier's
my comedy en dan comedy gedoen en dan afgegaan nie. Dit was net soos in alles was net deel van dit.
Oh wow. But he's a professional, which is why probably he got the award. Yeah. Which is amazing.
I think so too. Remember to ask him. And then the next day,
what happened the next day, Casper?
The next day I felt like, what do you call it in English when you exert yourself?
Exhausted.
Yeah, I felt exhausted.
Why?
Because of that previous night. I was ill and I had to do the night and then I had to get I had to get up very early to go to my art exhibition. But open.
How was your art exhibition? Well, my apologies. Did your PA get the message from my PA?
Well, I saw a mutual friend of ours called Chris Little Britain.
Yeah. Funny man.
And he came with friends and he actually picked me and the dogs up.
Oh, wow.
Because I was too fragile.
I saw pictures of you like on your Segway or Sedgway?
No, Segway.
Segway.
Not Sedgway. Segway. And so the art exhibition was very quiet. You know, that Alice Art Gallery is, you know, for a certain market, I would say very refined, mostly Afrikaans women who put on a lot of makeup. And
can appreciate the fine.
Have at least one Bible study group a week, you know, that kind of woman. But their gay sons come and buy my stuff. They buy my stuff. So that's nice, yeah. They've been brought up well and then...
So is this your previous work or is this new work or a combination of both?
Thank you for that question. It's a combination.
Ah.
But mostly new. Mostly inspired by nature, trees, leaves, air, blare, en al dit hanger het ek gepaskel daar met my akryl. Met my eie akryl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still alive.
Wow.
So it's still going on. So if you want to come, people are buying paintings on the internet through Alice Art, which I love. Someone bought Greitje, someone bought Space Universe Scene, and there's like Montel is still there, and Omkali, and Blartsi, and I'm finishing Hanu. So,
wow.
Some people buy that just to say, okay, this is Casper's character. He painted it, so it must be worth the 9,000 rand I pay for it.
So
no, it's not. It's cheap. It's 1,500. Yeah.
Wow, that is cheap.
That is so for cheap. Me, that li- cheap.
So that Cop me cheap. That lives in Fabulosity and has to like Rimsig or wherever you live is too
Rimsig,
far. Rimsig, yeah. So you said now that we can go on the internet. Where can we go to see your work?
Very good question. Only the kind of question I would expect from a media professional.
Oh.
You go on to Alice Art Gallery. Just write that down in Google and you will get there. And all the paintings are there with their prices. You just look for Casper de Vries and you'll see I've got like 3-4 paintings there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can go through it.
And all the detail is there, the history of what it is. Plus,
well, yeah, not everything. But
okay.
Oh, wait, is this for us? Hi, everyone. Wait a minute. I think we... Gavin, they're talking. Who's must I read it now? I can't read and talk at the same time.
Wait, let me see if I can read.
Wait. But wait, I must press reload. Where's this fucking thing?
There on top. Put reload. Just put the there. That's your mouse. Your mouse is in your hand.
Yeah, my vasty pilkey.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Duncan Pub.
Wat? Okay, ons wat ons doen. Ons speel gou hierdie ding hilarious wat ek ingelei het nou. Almal het gesit met bated breath. Sorry, it's my long. En toe fokke gebeur dan niks. So, kom ons speel die ding dan nou. Dis baie snaaks.
Seriously, I hope she's dead. I really do. I hate her. I hope she died today. Weirdly and horribly. I hope the person she loved most.
I fucked it up. Wait. It started in the middle. This iPad, Jesus, This iPad is so old. Okay, here we go. Okay, here. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
That's what we sound like now.
There you go.
Just the whole country. We're like fat eighth graders, all of us. Just no food. You ever listen to people? When I was in England, I went into this cafe full of Afghani people, and they just had crackly energy to their language. I don't know what they were saying, but it was like, there's energy. We don't have that anymore. You ever listen to people? You ever listen to what people really sound like? The other day I was in some whatever coffee place. I don't know, you can only be in six places, whichever one I was in. And I'm listening to just fat white people talk to each other. These two fat white guys behind me, one was like, and his friend's like, Obama. These two women are talking, and I was like, Anyway, I was listening to the two guys. And one of them used a word that really pissed me off because it was how he used it. He used the word hilarious. That's one of those words that we use that we don't care what it means. We go right for the top shelf with our words now. We don't think about how we talk. We just say the right to the fucking just, dude, it was amazing. It was amazing. Really? You were amazed? You were amazed by a basket of chicken wings? Really? Amazing. What are you gonna do with the rest of your life now? What if something really happens to you? What if Jesus comes down from the sky and makes love to you all night long and leaves the new living Lord in your belly? What are you gonna call that? You used amazing on a basket of chicken wings. You've limited yourself verbally to a shit life. All these words we use, genius, anybody can be a genius now. It used to be you had to have a thought no one ever had before, or you had to invent a number. Now it's like, hey, I got a cup in case we need another cup. Dude, you're a genius. So these guys, they use hilarious. And I remember the context exactly, because I had the hate recorder running in the back of my head. I was just standing there fucking angry. I'm listening to him. One guy says to the other guy, he goes, hey, dude, so guess who I saw today? And his friend goes, ooh. I swear to God, that's how he said it. It just slid out. Just, ooh. I was like, tighten your lips up, man. Make an effort. Wait, ooh, that's how a person talks. This guy, he's just secreting words out of the front of his head. So his friend goes, I saw Lisa today. And he goes, that's hilarious. How the fuck is that hilarious? That you saw Lisa? Is Lisa a poodle on her hind legs? How is that hilarious? Was she standing next to Jerry Lewis when he was younger? How the fuck is that hilarious? Do you know what hilarious means? Hilarious means so funny that you almost went insane when you heard that. It's just so funny that it almost ruined your life. You're homeless now because you can't cope or reason anymore, because that hilarious thing just shattered your mind. And 3 months later, you got shit and leaves in your hair and you're drenched in pee in the gutter. That's how funny hilarious is. I don't know this Lisa cunt, but she ain't that funny. There's just no way.
That's very funny. That is what I would call hilarious. This is Casper at the Casper Radio Show, and I'm... alive. Enough of that. Now, do we have... I'm going to wait for your skiernies until Toby arrives, and he is here. Your gay news. So what I'm going to do now... Gavin, if you would please concentrate.
I was just looking to see what our fans on social media are saying.
Come say what they say here, because we've discovered the WeChat now, thanks to Louis C.K. with his hilarious sketch. And if you can read, that people know, what are you doing? Come here. Come, you can take my mic. And then you can scoot over there.
So, Demo says, hey everyone.
Hi.
Happy to hear Gavin in studio today. Yay!
Oh, you got a fan!
Lach toch voor ons, Vicky Gavin. Best laugh on radio.
Ooh.
And then Michelle Kirstenbaum says, hi Cassie and Gavin and lovely Betty.
Hello, Michelle.
Sorry to hear the onboard entertainer, Duncan, is not going to be hanging out anymore. Let's find a new Duncan, please. Missed you last week.
There's only one Duncan.
Michelle, I absolutely agree with you. Not that I'm saying that Cassie's not funny. I mean, he is the best, he is the master, but ons het iemand funny nodig. And then Raymond Truman says, hello everybody. Please play Lady Gaga's new single, Perfect Illusion, for us. Smiley face, love and miss you.
That's Raymond. Oh, he's the Lady Gaga guy.
Yes.
Okay, well, I will look it up for you. You know what we're going to do now? We got Toby Cronier here, we got Charlie here, and we've got a young gentleman whose name I don't know. We're going to talk to about my friend Michelle is here. This is my lung, that's why I sound like this. So what we're going to do is, at last... we got a new episode of Consistory.
Yay!
It happened, and I'm so proud to bring it to you. Remember that we are still very grateful to our friends, iFix, but they've now changed their name. They are now WeFix.
What?
I don't know why.
Hmm.
Well, but let's go visit WeFix and Consistory.
iFix.
I don't care what anyone says. iFix is the absolute best to repair your phone or tablet.
No, ma'am. I beg to differ.
What do you mean?
They've changed their name.
What? To iFox?
No, WeFix. They are now WeFix, and they repair Huawei, LG, Samsung, and Apple devices.
Fantastic! I just want to break something now.
iFix. No, WeFix.
I hear Elizabeth. Lei jy nog altyd hier? Na al hierdie weke.
Hello, my darling. Yes, I'm still waiting for a new doctor because the other one had to leave. A ganmoes and dementia so ongeskege met me hier.
Wat bedoel jy, my suiker knater?
Ek vra, like, diners, ek vra verskoontok, kan ek a waterkie kree?
It's 25 rand.
But I'm a patient.
And I've lost patience, eh? So have you got the 25? Or must we slap it onto your account? Otherwise, I can't help.
Mama, jyre, dis toch hospitaal? Hoe kan julle mense so behandel? Dis om van siek te word.
Welcome to my world. Oh, and by the way, the new doctor is here.
Praise Jeremiah and all the Richters. Tenminste kan ons nou uitvind wat aangaan. Het jy pyn gehad die afgelope tyd?
Nee, maar hy skop. Die babieke skop al.
Ah, hier kom die dokter.
Hallo dokter, we very pleased to at last see someone who can now help my wife.
Anje karpus kesmek, sonra birkaşıkla karpus kepça. Birtavada benim kimchi is gara gibi. Bitindi, bunun üzerine hardal koyun.
Ach, justus, daar gaan het alweer.
Koen jy apparatief?
Wie is jy dokters? Kan jy ons nie een tolk nie?
It's 150 rand extra vir tolk, hè?
Birtjo kishi bubil miorom. Greifwoord jilt besin chokwar. Kutetade amashikait etmein.
Ja. Wat de hel, man?
Benim video is lemek için teşekkür ederiz. Bir dahaki sefere...
Shut up!
Ben lece konuşmak.
Shut up!
Angalava con pavlito sasavan ay
shut up, Lufu.
At homes.
Ans nime coba prak mia.
Aki kindi pagaluin.
Dan trık na bagye pandanko.
Kuakis.
Fukuf.
Goedemiddag.
Hallo, is ek nou by Dominicon van Aswegen se konsistorie?
Dis korrek, is Benny wat praat, waarmee kan ek u help?
Ek wil net weet, Dominie van Aswegen, waar is hy?
Dominie van Aswegen is op die oomblik in die pastorie.
Is hy daar met sy vrou, Rita van Aswegen?
Nee, hulle is nie geskei nie, maar hulle is separeer.
So hulle bly in verskillende wonings?
Ja.
Is dit nie een gruwel in Gods oog nie?
Nee, dit moet jy vir Dominie vraag.
En Marcel, hulle kind?
Marcel het verdwyn. Hy is nie meer in die tronk nie, maar die skingertonge sê hy is nou een rentboy.
Een suigseen?
Ja, as jy het so wil noem.
Naam?
Ek dink u praat van Tannie Splinter.
Ja, Tannie Splinter.
Hulle is allemaal dood, meneer.
Wat?
Ja, hulle is allemaal dood.
En Attie en Veigie?
Wel, ek het hulle lang laatst gesien, meneer. Ek weet nie wat daar aangaan nie. Attie is nou al lang weg op sieke verlof van die politie af. En Veigie sien geen mens nie. Elizabeth is in die hospitaal, sover ek weet. Daar's komplikasies met haar verwagting.
Oh, hy toch.
Maar meneer, wie is u? Hoekom, het u 'n boodskap?
Nee, ek is maar net 'n luisteraar van die story. En ek wil net seker maak, ek is by met al die feite.
Ag, dankie vir die ondersteuning en lekker verder luister. Baie dankie.
Ek luister klaar by die radio.
Tot ziens.
Ah, baie dankie vir die koffie, het was baie lekker. Kan maar die rekening bring?
Goed, mevrou.
Verskoon tog.
O, Godder, klinktiete. Jan, ek het nou geskrik.
Ek hoop nie, jy het in jou broekie gepiepie nie.
Nee, dis een snaakse ding om vir 'n dame te sê.
Ag, jy weet, ek sê altyd, kom ons begin, van die begin af, vir onsself te wees.
Ja, slingerkak.
Wat sê u?
Ek het een siekte, Tourette's. Dit laat my kosblik dinge sê wat ek nie regtig wil nie. Terpentijntolie.
Ah, nee, ek het al gehoor van Tourette mense, maar nog nooit hulle ontmoet nie.
Ja.
Rekening, mevrou.
Baie dankie. Platana, waiter.
Nee, wacht. Wag, ek sal dit vir jou betaal.
Fofie!
Ek het jou gesit in doppel hier. Ek was daar by die ander tafel. Ek dink ons kan miskien weer ontmoet vir 'n koffie. Ek sien jy het nie 'n trouring nie.
Ja, maar wat sal so 'n jong man soos jy nou wil hê met so 'n ou dame?
Mens is nooit te oud nie.
Petrolpomp! Ja, maar ek is nou net rou geskei. Wel, ek is nie eintlik geskei nie. Ek is van tafel en...
Bed.
Ja, bed. Geskei. Het is alles te vinnig van my. My kop draai soos 'n verkakte wiel.
Wel, my naam is Alfonso. En hier is my nommer. Bel my enige tyd.
Tite. Rita.
Rita.
Ja.
Wat 'n pragtige naam.
Baie dankie. Spinnerak vagina. I don't care what anyone says. iFix is the absolute best to repair your phone or tablet.
No, ma'am, I beg to differ.
What do you mean?
They've changed their name.
What, to iFox?
No, WeFix. They are now WeFix with the same excellent service for any phone or tablet.
Fantastic! I just want to break something now.
So I hope you're happy, Raymond. That's Lady Gaga's new single, Perfect Bottom. No? Can't see. Perfect Illusion. Oh, lekker, ek het nog nie gehoor nie. So, we have got a lot of people here, and our first, sorry people, and our first...
Extra special!
Special guest. They're all from the play currently on at the Monte Cassino Theatre. It's called My Fat Friend, and we're speaking to Charlie Abujo-Bernou. Or, Charlie, please say your name.
It's Bougenon.
It's nice.
Ooh.
Wow.
Bougenon.
Oui.
So, are you French? Can you speak French?
Oui. No.
No. Have you traced your roots?
I haven't. If I go to France, I am a tourist near proudly South African.
But I think you should, because with a name like that...
I'm hoping to find a castle.
You're going to find a castle? You're going to find a wine farm?
Ah, yes. Huh? Lekker.
Ja, ek dink dit is 'n ek het nog nooit daarvan in my hele lewe gehoor nie. Het julle
glad nie. Nee, maar it's beautiful. Ek sal net heeldag as my van was net rondloop en Bougenon.
Oh,
Bougenon.
But apart Bougenon.
Bougenon. Sorry.
but apart from the you look like a very famous Afrikaans singer.
Ooh.
Rapper.
What?
Oh. Gotten, van
yes, I've gotten that before.
Okay, sê die naam.
Snotkop.
Yes, doesn't he look like Snotkop? He said what I was going to say, that he looks like Snotkop. Have you actually ever?
You're more handsome.
Ach, thank you.
Gavin, just scoot over and come read. There's a message. We always read our messages. It's like the fucking most beautiful thing in the world for us. Fuck our guests. We want messages.
He didn't mean that. Môre môre, Adrian sê, môre môre julle pragtige mensies, my donnertjie. Ek is so bly om te hoor julle is weer terug. Ek was moerse confused laasweek dat ek geluister het, maar toe klik ek. Daar is verseker kak in Japan. Dit is omtrent 'n tos Vrydag sonder julle. Ja, die wind waai een snot skoot hier in PE. Ai Kassie, ek is bly om te hoor jy is daarom 'n bietjie beter. Laat ek gaan voor ek 'n boek skryf. Liefde en groete vir Gavin en my Dolla Betty. Bang bang en natuurlik die beste Cassie.
Dankie Adrian. And you know what, Adrian, I'm coming most probably not now but later. But I'm coming November the 19th, I think. I'm coming to PE with my
Whoa.
Show.
What
Adrian,
show?
It's not been confirmed yet, so don't go buy book it.
Don't go buy baguettes.
What do you mean, lady?
I don't know. I'm so confused. I want the tickets for Casper, but I don't want to buy buckets.
Well, don't buy a fucking bucket.
Bucket. I said a bucket.
Bucket and buy a ticket.
So, Charlie, you play the boyfriend in My Fat Friend.
Yes.
Okay. So, and Michelle is... She's in love with you.
Yes. Well, she's just happy that anyone's in love with her.
Oh, shame.
Shame.
Why? No. Because she's fat.
Because, yes. And yeah. She thinks that she doesn't deserve love. And when she gets it, she's really surprised about it. But like, you know, ach, sie ist doch. Really sweet.
Mm. It's like, all our fatties feel like that. Hey, Bernard. No, I'm fat.
I can't even talk about
you. Oh, shit. So this play was written in the 70s. It's a British play. Tell me the writer again. I forgot his
Charles
name.
Charles Lawrence.
Very British. Sir Charles wrote this, and it is like a vehicle or a gimmick. The gimmick of the farce is the fact that the leading lady transforms from act one to act two.
Mm-hmm.
And things don't always go as you think it would when you transform.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the lesson, eh?
And yes, and it's a show about perception as well. You know, the perception we have with ourselves and with other people and how that affects, you know, each other and friendships and relationships and that sort of thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nee?
I'm telling you.
Is it a tranentrekker?
Nee, it's a farce.
Some people cry, though. I mean, it's just very emotional for them.
Die baie hartroerende drama, My Fat Friend. Vat sneesie saam.
Exhale.
And tell me, I'm talking like this because of my lung. Tell me, have you done anything else that I must know of and I don't? Because I'm like I don't know things. I don't know what's going on television. So maybe you're a big star on some fucking drama and I don't know. Tell me all about it.
Ach, yeah, I've dabbled and dabbled. Done quite a bit of theater and musical theater and things. I was in Jersey Boys and...
Really?
Yeah.
Did you sing?
I did.
You can sing?
Yeah.
Yes, that's amazing.
I played the gangster. I played Jip DiCarlo. It was very lacquer.
Do you remember him?
Hmm.
Why didn't you tell me?
Sorry, don't you weet.
No, I don't know. I'm a moron.
Gewoonlik as ek vir hom iets sê, dan sê ja, ek weet, ek het gesien.
Ja, well, that's the way.
Ek hou net op om goed te sê.
You have to say, because there comes a time where I will go, Bernard, ek het dit nie geweet nie.
En vandag.
Vandag was dit.
Ek leef vir daai
oomblik.
I love it when they go on like this. It's amazing.
So, sing me one of the Jersey Boys songs.
Oh, no, that was a very long time ago.
But I one might know it. I want to sing.
Sherry. How's that?
Sherry.
It's very high.
Yeah,
lovely, lovely.
People at home are now crossing their legs.
Oh,
Jersey Boys is going to close now in New York,
yes.
Broadway.
Yeah, I know. But
see what I mean?
Wow, it has been running for 11 years.
11 years.
What's the beginning of the show?
No, oh. Jersey Boys. So it's never been off till now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I saw it on Broadway.
Oh.
But I saw it at the Teatro six times.
With Charlie Bourgeonot.
I'm sure he was there.
Yes.
One of the six times.
I think I follow you on Twitter, Charlie.
Ooh.
Off of Instagram, but
I
know your face.
I follow
face.
You back.
Follow me.
Okay.
Don't you follow me yet?
No, I'm sure I do, actually. I must. Right now. Follow. There it is.
There you
Click.
Go. Thank you, Charlie. And the chance to work with Toby Kron here. What is it like? Michelle is going thumbs up. She's sweating. She's enjoying her exercises there. How's it to work with Toby Kron? I know Michelle is a diva and a full of nonsense, but
yes.
Toby?
He is lovely. I've actually,
really?
This is the third time I've been lucky enough to work with Toby. I've
You're
understudied
lucky.
Him when he played the Dame in Cinderella.
Ah.
I was his understudy frock.
But what did you do when you did understudy? Were you playing something else?
Yeah, I was in the ensemble at that stage. Then I saw you. Carrying out. Then you saw me as well.
Yes,
you have.
Charlie,
seen
I know you.
That's
I. Charlie. So he's a nice guy, hey?
No, lovely. And so humble. And just, you know, it's all
it's
about.
It's all fake.
The,
all
is that near diva, ne?
Nee,
apart from the cups being thrown against the wall and, you know, yeah, the soy milk being just everywhere, it's, you know, vegetarian tantrum.
Yeah, he's a fantastic person. He's also here today, so we're going to talk to him. But the new studio has got four mics and not five, so I've got to do you 1-1-1. That's what the priest said to the choir boys as well. But that is what we're going to do. Are you touring this production of My Fat Friend?
We are. We're going to be at the Theatre on the Bay.
You're yes, lucky.
In possibly summer, in Cape Town.
Yes.
From the 6th of November to the 26th of November.
Stop it.
Lekker. Right across from Camp Space. You can handukie optel. Just come across the theatre, buy a bucket, a booget, a ticket.
A booget, yeah. Buy a bucket. And are you going to stay on the in the theatre? Or do you stay elsewhere?
Yes, there's an actor's house there.
There is.
Very lekker.
I've stayed there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it still okay to go down there?
I don't know. I've done a couple of things there.
Where do you want to go down?
Just on the coast.
Oh.
This is a very strange interview. It's got all kinds of innuendos.
Kom, ek moet dalk daar gaan sit.
Maar daar's nie 'n mic nie.
Ons gaan share.
Vir die dowe mense kan jy daar sit.
Jy kan in my mic praat.
Ja, okay, cool. Ek sal daar share.
Gepraat van dowe mense, blinde mense kan ons hoor. So beskryf Charlie.
Charlie looks like Snootkop.
Snootkop looks like me.
He's got a shirt on, he's got shorts on, so he's looking very like Cliff Central, you right at home. He's got a cap on, the cap is backwards. He's got a beard going. Is the beard there? Because I saw. Were you in It's a Dingo?
No, I'm in Scandal.
Oh, you're in Scandal? What role did you play there?
I played Timothy, the assistant manager at the Newtonian Hotel.
Why do you say it like that? Is it gay?
No, but he's quite proper. No, he thinks very much of himself, Shane, but he's always caught in the wrong place. He's in love with another character, and he's very awkward. He's not very social. Yeah, he's very like, everything's together. Isn't it, you know, copy loss. Shame.
What do you enjoy the most? Sorry, it's a kak vraag, but I want to know. Is it like singing or acting? Or
paying my rent.
Everything.
No, I love it. I must say, it's so very different working in different mediums, you know, from radio to film, TV, soap, theatre, and then musical.
You do
theater.
Everything?
Yeah, luckily enough. I'm on, like, things at the moment, which is quite nice. Theatre now at Monte Cassino, Scandal, and in Hartebreker, which Leon van Nierop writes.
Oh!
So it's lekker.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a busy
okay,
time.
So you are on TV on Scandal. I was trying to fish.
And Starlopers that finished in June. A lot of people were like, oh, kijk, you were that bad guy.
Starlopers, is it kijk net?
Dit was, ja.
Was dat ook deel van hierop?
Nee.
Dit was Dion Opperman.
Dis reg, ja.
Ah, jy sien, ek weet iets.
Ietsie.
Nog wat was kijk net.
Where did you study?
At Tux.
Okay, and do they now, I just want to compare to when I was young, do you now do dancing, do you do singing, do you do TV, do you do dubbing and all that?
They do radio work and they do like some physical theater things and drama. But
singing.
I did a lot of, they do singing, but it's more for voice development as opposed to singing development.
They should do that. Because
they really should because it really does build the instrument.
We need to all do everything these days.
It's true. You must juggle, you must tap, you must be a
clown. You must be able to sing, you must petre, horse riding.
So I did a lot of training afterwards, a lot of singing and musical theater stuff and tap, and even you have to do stunt courses and weapons courses. I mean, if they put a 9mm in your hand, want jy is nou polisie man op die TV, then you can't look as if it's a fish.
No. What they taught us was to open a script at the beginning, not the end, not to look how many times you speak.
Ah.
That's all we learned.
Yes. No, we upgraded. We have to use highlighters now as well.
Wow.
The pink is my favorite. It's very bright.
I envy the youth. I do. Your friend, your fat friend, Michelle, is there.
Yes,
she's just come back. Would you mind to say goodbye to me and then let's talk to her? Look at that. I can't laugh, eh? She looks fucking finished. Oh, my lung. Michelle.
You.
Come.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle, take over. Tag. Thanks very much for having me.
Charlie Bourgeois.
Like a challenge.
I will see you. No, Bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
Bourgeois. It's a very sexy name.
Bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
Wow. Oh, I wish I had a surname like that.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage Casper. Casper? Yes, he's drunk. Casper Bougenon. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Michelle, how did it go? You look flipped. Was it lekker?
Oh my God.
Really?
It's fantastic.
What really had you done? Want I kon niks sien nie.
Ja, thank God. Otherwise, so you gelag het.
I took pictures. I took pictures.
Yeah, thank you.
Ek het gesteen en gekreun.
Ek het geblaas as 'n bees. But it was brilliant. And I did the whole thing. They said I was the best.
They said you were the best. Excuse me? Mm-hmm. We need to get them in here. Sorry. I'm up. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, was Michelle the best of all? I have got a sound effect for that.
But I'll blame it on the lung. Blame it on the lung.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think it will be nice for you to do it? Because they got they got Tucker in Cape Town as well, eh?
Yeah, fantastic. Now, I said to them, sign me up. He's sending me all the info. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but they must give it to you for free.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what I asked them.
Oh, I said you'll pay per session and then October we'll give you membership. I don't know what it means. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you can do it while your plays last. They can do it for free and then you can join.
Casper is so fantastic.
Well, I'll try and sleep with Dom.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Casper. Just by half.
And he heard you call him Rom.
Rom. Mm,
yes.
Oh. Michelle, is this an uitdaging? Is this, what's the English uitdaging in English?
Challenge.
Challenge.
Oh, thanks.
I live in Sandton, that's why.
Oh. Was it a challenge for you?
Yes. Look at me.
No, not
this.
The
play.
The play.
That too. Yes, it was. It's completely, because it's the full British script, we did change some of it so that it's more South African sounding.
Oh.
But
like names?
Not necessarily. No, we wanted to change the names, but then Kwesi said Charles might have a problem with that. Which
is he still alive, the poor thing?
He is, apparently. No, he's not. He's agent, or the, I don't know. Oh, someone was moaning.
Okay, but if you do change and there's a thunderbolt from heaven on stage, you know that Charlie's listening.
Exactly, and that's what we want to avoid. So we didn't change the names, but we did change some of the dialogue to sound more South African. But it's, because you're Afrikaans speaking, then have to all of a sudden speak English. It was a bit to get your mouth around it. The last time we did, Tommy and I was in the Panto 2015. That's the last time I spoke English on a stage.
Really?
Yes.
It takes some change, right?
Yeah, just to get your mouth around it again.
So that
people can understand what you're speaking, what you're saying. And you
okay.
Like you're speaking Spanish or something.
Jeremy, can you shift up next to Michelle?
Yes.
Because now I want to talk about, she says South African, but you are playing a Scottish accent.
Yeah, but he's a bastard.
Well, be close to the mics, both of you, eh? Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
Are you well?
I am very
What's
well.
What's your surname?
Richard.
Oh, that's easy.
Yes, very easy.
It's two very British names, Jeremy Richard.
Yes, it's also two first names as well.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Maybe if you, the third son, you could be Jeremy Richard the third. And like the royalty as well. I heard you the night before. I told Michelle I was looking at the Pink Tunny and Oscar, and then I nipped onto the balcony to see a bit of the second act of yours, and you had a Scottish accent. Is that what they ask for in the play?
Yes. The original script, the character that I play is Scottish, so I learned a Scottish accent.
Did you have to learn it for this?
Yes.
Can you teach us a bit of Scottish?
Yes, please.
Just some words.
I did it again. Come on.
Well, Scottish is a strange one to do. It's because it's a slightly mix between Northern English and a little bit of Irish, and it's a strange one. It was a little bit difficult to learn, but
no, keep speaking Scottish.
I love it.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Wow. So his surname and your accent.
Yes. So if I had his surname with that accent, then it'd be great. However, great.
Yeah. Oh, that's so lovely. Great. More words, more. Say, I want to penetrate you in Scottish.
You want to penetrate you.
Oh, oh my God. I love it. Oh, I want a Scotsman now.
It sounds a bit like youngish, eh?
Who?
That the way he did it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that
sounds like. Sounds like 20-something. Like,
well, yeah, so I think he is 20-something.
He is, yes.
I am 20-something, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the character that I play is actually quite young. So when I learned the accent, I learned it a little bit higher register, so he sounded a bit younger.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, the accent I did is a mixture between various different Scottish ones, just so it's easier on the South African ear.
Mm. And Michelle's character is called?
Victoria Hope.
So you know Victoria as the play starts. You know her for a couple of years already.
Yes, my character's been living there for 18 months.
Okay, like yes. Hiring a room or something.
Yeah,
he stays in the house with her, with them, and he runs the bookshop for her.
Yes.
What bookshop? What kind of books do you sell?
It's rare old books.
Like what? Richard III?
Yes. Yes, that type of thing. And then Charlie's character comes to look for travel books. And her father's mad about...
And then you, Victoria, see Charlie.
Yes.
And your lippa-klop.
My lippa-klop ni noch ni, but then he asks her out to dinner, and then her lippa starts clapping. So yeah.
I can't laugh with my lung.
So Michelle, your character, what accent do you sort of, is it like a proper British one? Or
no, are you insane? No, we there's a line in the play that she explains to Charlie's character because he asks, are we all related? And then she says no. Mm. Tuabi and my characters are from expats from South Africa, and James Anderson is from Glasgow.
Ah.
So we speak with normal South African English accents.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Tavan, it's time for you to come around and just read a message. And while you do that, I'm going to ask our very special guest to sit on Gavin's place. Woo-hoo! And I have to play this.
Extra special!
He is a monument to theatre. He is a legend in his own lifetime.
Not a monument, a tower.
I'm coming there. He's like an MTN tower and just radiates signals of love and enjoyment. Panic. No. You've been a wonderful stalwart. Can you say that? Stalwart. Stalwart. Why do you say that?
I don't like the wart part.
No, the wart. But I can't love my lung. Gavin, read the Mark.
Mark says, hoe lyk die mense? Neem julle foto's. Ek weet dis radio, maar ek wil sien. Ja, Mark, ons neem baie foto's.
That's why I said Gavin must explain what Charlie looks like. Now, Gavin, explain what Jeremy looks like.
Jeremy, Richard, hy lyk soos 'n seentjie. Hy lyk
ek Earth.
Hy lyk soos hy het 'n paadjie wat wil 'n paadjie wees, maar hy weet of hy 'n paadjie wil wees nie. Hy het so breinerige hare. Hy lyk na baie skaam mens op die oog af, maar as hy sy mond oopmaak en dan jy weet dit's 'n warm like a very warm voice and a deep voice that comes out. Hy het 'n oorbel in sy oor.
Nice oor. Sy
oor
is nice.
Die
oor.
Die oor kom so af, ja.
Yeah. Don't you recognize the voice?
Is he a fucking star?
His mother and father are famous cream of the crop actors.
Wait, I'm going to say it. His father's Michael Richard.
Yes.
My goodness. How similar. It's uncanny. He sounds like Michael Richard. Not that you are your father, but you sound like him.
Now I can see it, and I know your mother as well.
Yes.
They were in the Gods of the...
Yes.
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 Ah.
Gods of Carnage, I think that's what you're thinking of. Yeah.
Oh, God of Carnage, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now I'm even more... like, the spawn of Michael. My goodness.
Spawn of Michael.
Okay, so do you do TV work and stuff?
Well, I like to do everything I can. I haven't really done anything to do with TV. I did play a minor role in the Madiba series that's coming out at some point. And otherwise, I've done mainly theatre work. I actually worked with my dad a couple of years ago. Well, actually recently on Hamlet, which we did down in Romania. And
in Romania?
Yes, we went to Romania and we did Hamlet there, which is actually coming here next year to Joburg and Cape Town.
Can you say, where's the train station in a Romanian accent?
I haven't done Romanian in a while. I'm just going to slip back into Scottish.
What is the Russian? Is it more Russian-like?
The Romanians, they're a little bit mixed between a little bit Russian, but a little bit lighter than Russian because they're closer to that side of Europe than the other side. But I haven't done,
Take pictures of him, eh? Mark wants to see the pictures.
I can't do it now.
Think about it. We've got time.
Yeah, we do have time.
And I can also look up Romanian here on my pad. Mm. But I was singing the praises of this glorious, glorious person, and I rudely interrupted my wildly self. Turbi Kron, you're welcome.
Thank you once again. Thank you.
Come closer to the mic, please. Oh, that's okay. What. Is that close? That's how it works.
Intimate.
Yes. To a bee.
Kasper, before you ask anything, what's happening to our movie?
You sound exactly like Sandra Prinsler. Yes. That's the first thing she asked me.
Yes.
Hi, Gerardo's movie.
Yes, what's happening?
Let me tell you. David is in London at the moment trying to pitch a kind of a spin-off of that movie kind of idea as a TV series. When he comes back, there will be a premiere in October. For which we will apparently be invited.
Oh,
I saw it. I think it's different. It's interesting. I would have added 10 more minutes and would have changed the ending. But David is David. He's his own man.
Yeah.
And I told him that. And he said, well, I love it as it is. There you go, in peace. It's not. We don't have to be embarrassed.
Oh, fantastic.
No, it's
That's
good.
Great, yes.
It's a very quirky movie.
I spoke to someone who saw a trailer.
Yeah.
Now, where would they have seen that?
Trailers are already playing in movie houses when you buy the popcorn there on those screens. They're playing there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I just don't stand around there.
Yeah, but I think on YouTube you will find it as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is there.
Oh,
it's actually quite nice. Maybe I'll...
I'm all excited about it because it's
yes,
so different.
Yes, so am I.
Yeah.
What's the movie's... Sorry, are you allowed
Snark, to say? Snark Genoeg. Yeah.
Is it Snark Genoeg?
Are we allowed to say the movie's name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, marvelous.
We are. It's Snark Genoeg.
Fabulous.
Yes, and Turbi and I act not too long together. I wanted us to act more together, but maybe in the next one. Yeah. Nog nie Snark Genoeg nie, or whatever. Have you ever played this part except for the Afrikaans version? It was Fetty Fetty. No, my fat friend. Is this a play that is in a repertoire or is it the first time it's done here?
It's no. It's been done quite often. It's an old British play and it's been done quite a few times in South Africa.
Oh.
But not with me.
Oh, yeah.
Another cast, yeah.
And?
I've got a feeling Malcolm Terry has played it because it's obviously he's kind of
the
I have to work too hard at it. Yeah, I had to. You know, I said to someone the other day, when I was a child, I had to unlearn being camp and a queen, and now I've got to learn it all. Now
you've got
to
put it on
energy.
Again. Yeah,
it takes too much energy.
It's true.
Like it's moch.
Dis waar in die 80s, 70s mense met jou gaines weggesteek het.
Ja.
And
you weren't allowed to stand on one leg. You could stand on you had to stand on both.
Legs. Yeah, and the pulse also was a big problem for me. okay, well
it's amazing to listen to this.
Now the rib is a problem.
No.
What has happened to your rib?
It's not the rib, it's the lung.
Oh.
And I can't laugh because then I will splutter.
Oh.
It's when I start coughing, I can't stop. It's like from 1 to 90. Can you hear this?
I can, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
So long kan dit niks op my gaan splat nie, want ek het wit aan and I'm sitting next to you.
That's terrible. Are you seeing somebody for it? Are you hanging upside down and letting it all run out or something?
Carlo! I can't see you, Carlo.
I
ek hoor 'n kerkklok slaan, sister Anne.
No, I'm on medicine. I'm seeing a doctor, everything. I was on an antibiotics course, and then it failed, and then I got new antibiotics, and now it sort of went nicely, and now I must stay back today. I don't know.
Yo.
But...
You must have physiotherapy as well.
I'm too lazy.
It's, no, don't be lazy, Gus, but it's very good for you.
Yeah, you'll heal quicker.
Yeah.
Sê jy met fucking perdesweet.
Ek gaan nou weer beter lyk. I promise.
But it was a good idea, eh?
It was brilliant, thank you, thank you.
Are they still here?
No, I think they've gone. Are they?
Oh, I think, no, I think Dom is scared of me. Because I sort of...
Do you blame him?
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I mean, you call him Rim.
I know.
Here's a Roman Turum.
Well, they are nice. At least they have to look nice for you to put effort in.
Exactly.
If they're ugly motherfuckers, I don't want to work out.
Al wat ek sies, ek die foto waar ek my hand op hulle boude sit.
But you must tweet it, eh?
Ja.
Jy het bene gewys.
Okay, bene, boude, hulle dik.
What was it like growing up with your dad, Michael Richard?
Was
it like you had a bug? You must act.
No, actually, they didn't want me to go into acting because it's a very, very tough industry. But once that bug bites, you can't ignore it. Yeah, so I ended up going into acting, and yeah, it's now my life.
Can you sing?
No. Well, I can sing, but I never went and trained in singing, so I'm more of a classically trained actor.
Okay, well, what song shall we sing together? Let's do Starry, Starry Night. One, two, three.
Starry, starry night.
Lift your elbows up to the heavens.
And all present to heaven.
I can't remember the words. What? Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a
pig.
E-I-E-I-O. And it's a toy.
With a oink oink here,
oink there,
here oink there, oink everywhere. Oink
oink. Oink. Old MacDonald had a farm ending
E-I-E-I-O.
Beautiful.
Kan ek net sê wat is ons boodskap hier aan?
Wat sê hy? Dankie.
So Mark E says, dankie vir die beskrywing. Kan julle kan gerus ook 'n bietjie tweet. Julle is stil op Twitter deesdae.
Okay.
Ek het nou 'n foto getweet, Mark.
Texas.
Like, Mark gee vir ons baie werk om te doen. Like,
you got lots of things to do. Ek het nobbies om te push.
Mark, al het voort na dit het gepost. Luister nou eers mooi.
Luister nou eers na almal. Any questions for Turby? How many times have you been here?
Three
times.
I can't remember.
Yeah, you've been a couple of times. You're regular.
Untelbar.
It's the only place I see you since we've done the movie.
Since we've done the movie.
Yeah.
But...
It's all you do.
Yeah, but I've seen you on stage.
Have you?
And
in what?
That's why you came to my show. What was it about again? The Panto.
Was it?
Panto.
Of course, yes, you came to the Panto.
Yeah.
That's very sweet, Casper. I really appreciate the way you support theatre. That's very nice.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. But I love theatre.
Oh, do you? Why?
I'm just... I like the glitz and the glam.
Yeah, I thought so.
And I like the lights. And the
to read your own
presents.
Name up there.
See my name.
Yes.
There.
Dressing up for opening nights.
Casper de Vries is Baroness Schnons in La Traviata. No, Baroness. That's enough. So you are also then a royalty. You've come from a FOTS, which is a friend of the show. Michelle was also one. But so now Jonathan Rocksmith is a sir. You are Sir Turby now here.
No, I'm Madam Turby.
Dame.
Kushlik.
No.
Did you know Turby Kushlik?
Yes, I did. I worked.
Tell me about it. Was she a strange lady or...
Strange isn't the word. She was demanding. Yeah.
Unreasonably?
Sometimes, yes. But then afterwards, you know, I was in the student prince with her. She played the baroness.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And I was some, I can't remember what his name was, but he's like a footman or something. And she kept going at rehearsals. And Niels Hansen was directing. She kept going, but Niels, isn't Toby supposed to stand there? And Niels, why doesn't Toby rather stand on my other side? Shouldn't Toby not say that line? And one day I lost my temper. I said, stop meddling in. Niels is the director. He'll tell me when I'm doing it wrong. And she looked at me. She said, you're a very cheeky boy.
Oh.
And after the rehearsal, she came to me and she said, take my arm. You've got to help me down the stairs. We're friends now.
Oh, good. Yeah. So she liked that, actually.
Yes, yeah. But and then I always helped her down the stairs. Oh. She had
problems. Was she a good actress? Okay, that's enough.
Don't think so.
But she did. She was the Brel one. She always did the Brel shows.
Yes, yes.
Jacques Brel is alive and living again in Paris after moving to Brussels. He's back. Yeah. Part three.
And then Jacques Brel isn't alive anymore.
Paris is bombed.
The
here
student
we go.
Prince, was that the one with Manolis Corsio and Rina Yehu?
No. No, that wasn't an Afrikaans one, was it? This was sung in English. Okay. They imported the prince.
Van daai ene met Manolis Corsio was my heel eerste theater show wat ek ewig gesien het. Ek was 6 jaar oud gewees.
Jy joh.
Dit was my eerste show.
Ek dink dit was voor dit.
Okay.
Ja, voor jy 'n twinkle in jou pa's oog was.
Ek het... Nou jy by my ons was, dink ek. Of dalk het ek hierdie storie al vertel. People, I must warn you that sometimes I will repeat stories because I'm old. And you know, when you visit someone and you, have I told you about the flowers? Oh, God, 50 times. Okay, let me tell you about the flowers. I'm like that now. So, I saw Willem and I made... Oh, did I play it?
Willem who?
Your thing on Showmax, Willem. Your series.
Willem who?
Your character.
Did I do a series?
Willem.
Willem, huh?
Okay, so he's over as ek. And I did a nice a cappella version.
That's very good.
Nice,
you're very good.
Baie dankie.
You did a little one man.
Daai long met die keer niks.
No, it's aching, it's burning now. We have on this radio show a section called Stoffpapers. And we're going to go through that. And I think it will... I don't know about Jeremy. Charlie might know. But let's go.
Stoffpapers. Stoffpapers. Stoffpapers from TH.
And it's brought to us by... Sandwich
Proudly
Baron.
Brought to you by Sandwich
Baron. What do I eat today?
Baron.
It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So I'm going to play this. Anyone who recognizes it, but especially our guests. Not here, because I think you know. But who is this?
Scented sorry anger settle inside my senses.
It's Leslie Ray Downing.
Yes! Full mark!
Wow, that's amazing, Michelle.
This confusion.
It was so good to hear it again.
So when you say again, is this a new
song? No. I mean, when I assembled the show, I had to select songs, and I couldn't believe how modern she still sounds.
Yes.
And unique.
Very good.
Yeah. She's not still singing.
I think she's a bitter fucking baker. So. Somewhere in Somerset West. No, I think she is still singing. Tell us about her, Gavin. So she's quite an interesting character. So she was discovered in Stellenbosch. What, and obviously she's won like a lot of like musical awards, but the most interesting thing was that there was some sort of exodus happening, a boycott, a cultural boycott of the South African government with apartheid and things like that. She refused to be part of that sort of movement because it would have meant for her to like live abroad in Ireland and things like that, and she didn't want that. But she sounded like a very sort of stubborn sort of person. She never liked the attention. She was very uncomfortable with being on stage. Yet, like, listen to the voice now. Like, listen to her voice. Listen how amazing she sounds. And she was, like, extremely uncomfortable. I think it was nerves and attitude and everything put together. But she still lives in a, well, according to my research, she lives on a farm in Stellenbosch today.
Ah. Huh. Okay, well, let's have a listen to this for a while. Stop, Leslie, darling. This one we will all know. Oh, this is a beautiful song.
On some damp, dusty morning, I chanced to meet a Spaniard with eyes so dark and lips so red and words so cool. He came into my head.
Absolutely unique way of singing, eh? There's a girl called Grace Slick. Reminds me a bit of this, but...
leather boots and blood red wine,
because
and
she goes
so
deep
fine.
She goes like and red wine and red
wine. You know that Maria
that
is real.
What?
Maria Callas went like she,
yeah, she had this
throat.
You're right,
yeah.
She had this inside throaty sound.
Yes,
you're right, but it was unique. It could have been a hindrance, but actually that's, you recognize, I can't do accents anymore. You recognize Maria Callas from that cheeky sound. No more news about her? More news?
I'm sorry.
About her. Have I interrupted you rudely? Or
No, you have interrupted me. I was looking to see what the people are saying about the show on Twitter. Yeah.
So you got Leslie covered. I think we should try and find her and bring her to the show.
Must we?
I think we should.
Can I ask something? Isn't there a similarity between her voice and Karen Carpenter? Or
yes.
Am I missing it? Huh?
No, absolutely. When she started, I thought it's Karen Carpenter. And then, no. It's, but she does. There is. Definitely.
Yeah. Mr. Postman. But this is the Spaniard.
No, that's your lung.
Yeah. you know what? I think Kuni de Villiers found her and dusted her off and did a duet with her. I think so. So through Kuni we can find her. We get her here.
Okay, I'll call him.
Please call him. You know Kuni, eh? You know him better than I do. So,
what does that mean?
That means you must call him. I mean,
I know, but there's like that's a verskeilde boodskap hier. Glutny,
you're hearing my lung being ill. This is my favorite Leslie Ray Dowling song. It's absolutely amazing. I used to imitate her. I've just realized I can't imitate her anymore. I just tried, I can't. But this one was like she was going up and down. People say don't go to him, he's got a way with a woman and a way with men. I don't care what the people say, I want you.
Ooh, very good.
Care what they say, I want you.
I want you.
Stuff Puppy, Leslie Ray Dowling. Thank you for the memories, Les. And we'll see you soon. Now, till when do you run with my fat friend in Johannesburg?
Till the 2nd of October. It's a Sunday.
Okay. Then you start in Theatre on the Bay on?
The 7th of November.
Oh, she take a break?
Yes.
Lekker.
Ja.
Do you agree with me when I say going to Cape Town with a play is always like extra special because it's like such a beautiful place?
Yes, and now we're there in summertime, so it's going to be even more.
But you got more oxygen, you know that?
Yeah.
And more people.
Oh.
Very crowded.
Oh, yes, of course.
But it's November.
It takes you an hour to drive 5 kilometers.
Yeah, that's true. That comes by, my goodness.
It's easier to walk.
Yeah, that is the one thing I don't like about Cape Town. But always going there, it's always been like I was excited. Cape Town.
Yes.
Yeah. You're always excited, Casper.
No, not really.
What does that mean to be? We need some like behind the scenes gossip of because we don't know him from like way back. We just met him on the Cliff Central show.
You know what?
How would you describe him?
I got to know Casper on the set of the movie through his dogs.
What?
He's got the most incredible dogs. And I just thought, this guy isn't about poop and cuck. He's about loving his dogs.
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. They are absolutely gorgeous. And he talks to them like he talks to me. Mm. Which is very civilized and
just
nice.
Which is off.
Klim af van my been af.
Ja, klim af van my been af. Ek wil net 'n bietjie saam gaan om Toby. I do love my dogs, you're right. They are fantastic. But Toby and I, of course, I knew about him so many years. And then I met him, and we also did something which I really enjoyed, but it didn't hit the mark quite nicely, and that was Van der Waal's fault.
Yes.
It was great to do. It was like a Blackadder kind of acting.
And Casper had to play Jan van Riebeek in one of the sketches. He was brilliant. He was excellent. Yeah.
And P.W. Buerta at the end.
Yes,
remember?
That's right.
And I was in a toos. I said to Bobby Heaney, I don't want to play it. Ask Peter Dirk Ace because it's his. I don't want to
play it.
Then Peter apparently said, okay, it's fine. Let him do it. Yes. So I did.
Yeah. And you did.
I did. We also got a section here. This strapping young man is called Betty Barnard Blue.
Bangladesh.
Betty Barnard.
Betty V. Blue. Betty Bangles. I'm ill, man.
Bougenot.
Betty Bougenot.
Yo. That's very nice.
Loved it.
Busy.
And now my name for
Oh, Betty Bougenot. And he comes with all kinds of gay news. Yes, yes. So let's hear. Have you got any skinner news?
He's an echo.
Yeah, yeah. Ja.
Ek het so 'n bietjie ja.
Yes, reg. Yes, reg.
Logo TV wat ons RuPaul's Drag Race doen.
Oh ja, have you watched it yet?
Nog nie die week sin nie.
Oh.
Het is gestrand geweest.
Was het gestrand?
Ja, en ek was.
Was het gestrand?
Gestrand.
Oh, well, I've seen two.
Ja, gestrand is die derde ene.
It's now, do you watch it, Gavin? It's now the... What?
Nee, hy fucking tweet nou weer.
Yes.
You know what? The people are complaining that they're not seeing... Our listeners are complaining that they're not seeing our guests. So I'm
this
giving...
Is
they
radio.
Are listeners, not seers.
This is radio. Please. People, we will go live one day when we have the money. We are ready. We've bonded with Touch. So there's more money now coming in. And soon we will have cameras.
And you know what? Can I say something?
Yeah.
Your imagination is much better than the real thing. So just imagine what we look like.
Yeah.
You're going to be very disappointed. Yes.
Ek's brandmaar en ek het 'n six pack.
Well, I don't know. You must know Tobi, and his voice is also so well known. But if you don't, well, he's like 6 foot,
if you
black
don't
hair.
Get a life.
Black hair. He's got a bit of a goatee.
No, no, that's actually my chin.
En daar gryp Casper weer sy long.
Ek rapture. So jy ken ingekleer. Ek sien nou.
Ja, dit streepies getrek.
Ja, ja. Okay, ek kan nie meer. Ek gaan lag. Vertel aan.
Okay, let nou a gay version van The Bachelor gedoen.
Slaan my dood.
Ek sweer.
What? I love that.
But that's going to be so what's the word?
Kak.
No, ja, no, no, no.
Want rede is. Soos ek die mollas ken.
Ja.
Imagine jy sit nou 13 contestants. Gay. Ooh, in 'n huis.
Hulle gaan mekaar aanwy.
Hulle gaan nie afvat oor een man nie.
Hulle gaan die elke
as daar 13 ander is nie.
Mollas,
hulle gaan een vir een gaan en hulle sit 'n power bottom. En dan net 'n klomp tops.
Ek weet nie waarvan jy nou praat nie.
Dan jy lieg. Want dan kan hulle nie onder mekaar gaan nie.
Of soos Yvonne het laas gesê electrified butt plugs. Onthou jy?
Almal stop.
Wat nou? Het ek nou iets
no
gesê?
No one knows.
Julle pre-empt nou die situasie. Why don't we just watch the show? I think gay people can be amazing. Gay people can be honored citizens and proud citizens
but
of the society.
But they're randy.
Ja, Miss Santin.
Especially when they're young and good looking. They will rabbit.
They will.
Yeah.
They will.
Okay. So
en as jy na die lys kyk hier so.
Is hulle mooi?
Mm-hmm.
Mm?
Mhm.
Okay, die mense by die radio sit nou wys, mens.
Ja, wat sy nou maak is nou upset want hy kan nie foto's sien nie.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, they all wearing suits and like ties and they're looking super hot.
Well, okay, this my gossip, sky fun.
Where do I see the show?
Ooh.
On Logo TV.
Okay, Logo TV.
Ja.
Okay, so it's Logo TV, Ooh, The yeah. Bachelor, Logo The TV. Gay Bachelor.
Nee, dit is Finding Prince Charming, is if shows are not.
Mm.
Ja. Ek dink meer soos fucking Prince Charming in daai huis. Maar ja, en dan volgende, die oudste gay persoon is moontlik gevind.
O, Jesus, wie is dit?
5000 jaar oud.
Wat?
Hulle het 'n geraamte opgegrawe, 'n male skeleton.
Van die eerste pope.
En die manier hoe hy begrawe is, in daai tyd het hulle het mans begrawe met wapens en messe en vrouens is begrawe met jewelry en met potte en huishoudelike goeders.
Mm-hmm.
En dis is 'n mylskeleton en 'n mylskeleton het wes gekyk en 'n vroulike skeleton of lyk het oos gekyk.
En hierdie ene
is 'n mylskeleton wat met potte en jewelry begrawe is. En daar gaan Casper se long weer.
Ja.
En hy kyk oos.
Maybe he was a butler.
So long could be.
It's a bachelor. So he was the bachelor.
I was the bachelor.
Onthou jy Tobi jare terug? Nog binne onthou nie 5000 nie. Dan sê mense altyd jy's 'n bachelor. Ja. Dit was ja. Die excuse.
En jy is sensitief.
Ja. Maar jy is aan 45 gekom as jy nog nie getroud nie. Ek is 'n ou jong kerel.
my maal het nog steeds daar op Potgietersrus rest, dan praat hulle van as hulle van 'n tannie praat wat nog nie getroud is en dan sê nee, sy is mos 'n ou jong nooi.
Oh,
maar hulle sê dit met so 'n hint in die stem.
Lady Slant.
Can I be blonde?
Mm.
So how do we know? Or maybe I missed something. How do we know that he's gay?
Because he's got pots and pans and he's looking east.
Instead of west.
Oh.
You see, I think you should listen to the show again. I think you should listen to the show again.
En onthou ek het laas gepraat oor die Josie Cats, die gay rugby span.
Ja.
Wat hulle nou gevorm het.
Ja.
Hulle gaan op 'n nasionale toer.
O, God.
Vrystaat toe.
O. But hulle gaan cheetahs met almal.
Want hulle wil 'n paar vriendskaplike wedstryde speel met strydspanne.
Maar ek kan nie lag nie. Maar ek kan nie lag nie. Wonderlik.
Want hulle einddoel is hulle wil graag in die rugby league ingeskryf word.
Shame.
So, well, kudos for trying.
Ja, but I mean, rugby men are they different.
Maar my oulik in die berig staan daar, hulle tot dusver om fiks te bly, het hulle touch rugby gespeel, in hakkies, geen kontak. Met ander spanne in Gauteng.
Ag, sies tog.
Shame, hulle wil nie hulle vat nie.
Nee, en uitstoets na die tyd, shame. But,
oh my god.
But,
yeah, ek is net flabbergasted.
What's that gay movie you talked about the other day? Let's talk about it again. Hold Me Firmly. What?
Hold the Man, that's beautiful.
Okay, Hold the Man.
Hold the Man.
All gays, listen, darlings.
Of Holding the Man.
Holding the Man.
I've seen it, it's called Holding the Man.
It's on Netflix. Did you see it?
Just refresh my memory. I've seen this a lot.
He's seen it.
What's
he called? Yeah. Holding the Man. Dit is 'n ware verhaal. Dit speel af in die 70s, vroeë 70s. En dit gaan oor hierdie couple wat hulle is op skool al. Het hulle is hulle 'n couple en hoe die mense teen dit is en die een se ouers jaag hom uit die huis uit en hulle word belet om mekaar te sien en it's a beautiful story. Dit is baie sad, maar is regtig 'n stunning fliek. En dit gaan hulle hele verhouding en eventually die een word siek en hy gaan dood en maar hoe hulle oud raak saam, dis beautiful story.
Ek gaan dit definitief op Netflix kyk want dit is daar op.
Holding the man.
Ja.
Cool. As jy net aan die mikrofoon opraat, want anders kla iemand nou weer daaronder. Ons kan nie hoor nie.
Casper's Radio Show. Culture.
So we're talking with the one and only Tupac Grenier, Michelle Buzza and Jeremy Richard. Currently appearing in My Fat Friend at the Monte Casino Theatre. Monte Turin Theatre. Tubby, do you have to stay very fit to do these roles? I don't know. I'm not suggesting you're old. I'm just saying you're doing a hell of a lot always. You're always busy. And the little bit I knew or got to know of you on the movie set is you ate like little nuts imported from Somalia and encrusted fucking beets. Is that the way you stay fit?
I can tell you, you must talk to these guys who work now with Michelle.
Yeah.
Eating isn't a way of staying fit. It's a way of staying thin and healthy, maybe. Not necessarily. I suppose I'm fairly healthy.
Yeah, you are. And fit.
But no, I'm not so
Are you
fit.
Cranky?
I really, yes, I'm very cranky.
Ah.
Kronkluk. I found out now that the show is really exhausting. Just having to speak loudly for 2 hours is very exhausting.
And now you've got to concentrate on the English as well because you've got a second
thing. Your brain has to be fit as well, which I'm not any of those things.
So people shouldn't come see the show?
No, not at all.
Don't say that.
It's a total disaster. I would stay away, really.
If there's one star, it's a disaster. And that is Toby Cron here in My Fat Friend. Yes. Come, listen to him not speaking well. Being old and ate awesome.
He is a disaster.
Disaster. I saw a little bit of the second act, but the bit I saw, you weren't particularly camp. So maybe I should start watching it from the beginning because you didn't do the normal. Let's say,
I think
generic camp things.
Andre Wendell, who directed the show, decided in the beginning that this guy, he's got a job as a civil servant. You know, he works in an office. So he doesn't camp around in the office. He can be quite a normal guy.
Yeah.
So he's actually found his normal guy, but his campness is, which I think is true for most queens, is that the campness is a kind of a theatrical put on.
Yeah, it is.
A way of enjoying and setting up and whatever.
So he
switches it on and off, I think.
Okay, so what's that word he's got? What do you call it?
He's isn't it your fingers?
Psychopathic.
No. No. Flair. It's like flair. It's like a little bit of flair sometimes. Now, don't you camp up Jeremy in the show?
Yes, all the time.
Well, does it feel awkward, Jeremy?
Oh, it never feels awkward.
Has your father's gay actor friends always camped you up?
Stamped you up.
No, well, I don't know, because I've grown up in theatre, it's just, I'm just used to it, it's normal life for me. Mm. You know, having dinners with all the friends and stuff around the house, and everyone's in theatre doing things, and it's just normal life for me.
It's great, they are great people, actually, theatre people, I love them. they are clever, number one, and full of dramatics. Love that.
You should have a dinner at my house one day and you'll see how dramatic it can be.
Oh, fantastic.
We're not invited. And we want the one with the funny surname also.
Your master bourgeois.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have our old fat friend eat. That will be that'll be after the run, so Michelle can eat something. What do you
carbs
eat
only.
Michelle, what do you eat now? What do you do?
Well, I've lost over 10 kilos so far since the last time you saw me. Yeah, girl.
So do you wear a fat suit?
Yes, I wear
so
a fat suit.
So that's why the audience was hootering and hollering.
Yes.
Well, they thought that it was actually...
me.
I want to be there. I want to be there that moment.
Come and see it. Maar kom eens eet. Ach, kom kijk.
I'm definitely going to see this.
What do you eat?
Dust and air and water.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the prescribed diet?
No.
Slikey and watery.
Yeah. That's basically what it is.
And then do you get urges, like for a nice cheesy pizza?
In the beginning, yes. It's been 7 weeks now,
If I give you a nice fillet steak.
You can eat meat, you can have. But no, not so much.
What's the eat as your what
my own.
Your own thing.
Air and dust. Trying to figure out what works for your body, because, you know, some tuna might work for you. It doesn't work for me. I can't eat tuna. It makes me
boring.
Fat.
Oh, makes you fat.
Yeah.
Oh, did they test your blood?
No. I'm doing this all by myself. So thank you for the support. I really appreciate it, Casper.
Okay, Jeremy, here we go. All by myself. Don't want to eat. All by myself anymore. Shame, Michelle.
Yeah, it's tragic, one can one say.
But you feel better, hey?
I do. I didn't perform in high heels. Niels wanted to put me in high heels for Altijd in my Drome. My excuse was, but it's Klaas Vaakie, fucker. She needs to wear pantoffels because my knees are so bad. That's why she wanted to wear high heels.
Looking bad or...
No, it's just I have bad knees, but when you're overweight, your knees really, your joints go, or mine does. Mm. So now I'm in high heels.
Fantastic.
I can wear them. Yeah, it's not so, you get used to it, you do feel better.
Casper, your knees are bad too, aren't they? Mm. Mm. But for a different reason.
My stomach. What do you mean?
No, I just thought... It's also overuse, but you use them differently too, Michelle.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what he's talking about.
That's just carpet burns. The fat is like eating up the knees. I can feel sometimes.
The show is insane.
Well, why not? We love insane people because usually they speak the truth. Oh, there's that thing I wanted to say. What did I want to play again?
When? Earlier?
And I couldn't find it, and I went, yes. Michelle looks beautiful.
Yes!
I'm very gehecht on my sound effects, eh? I absolutely love it. I just want to make sure that I didn't miss anything. We talked about the fucking Sandwich Baron, and they are fantastic. Thank you. Oh, and Sally, I'm going to invite you to my show. I'm going to invite you all. No, you're going to be busy. I'm doing a show at Silver Star, Long Willing.
The 28th, right?
The 29th.
29th.
And the 30th.
And the 30th.
We are... I think we're performing.
It's the first
September.
Yes, but what day? Is it a Wednesday and a Thursday?
Right? Thursday and a Friday.
Yeah, we're on stage.
Remember, people, you can book a Compu ticket. I will be there. Very energetic.
What is the show about?
It's about me.
And his lung.
It's me and my lung. And
are you going to tell me something new that I don't know about you?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think I will tell you?
I think you are going to tell me because you know what I'd like? Mm-hmm. I'd like to see...
What do you know? What do you want to know?
I like to see like a funny way of your life.
A funny way of your life?
Yeah.
A funny way of your life.
So a storytelling, but in a funny way, in a like a typical Casper way.
Very Checkers public now.
What the hell is that?
We artists.
And that's how he makes money. That's what you do on stage. You tell your life in a funny way.
That's true. So, that's what you do.
So you can't do it here for free.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to tell you funny stories about myself. What night are you coming?
Thursday.
The first night. Okay. Mm. And you see my dogs, they're on stage as well.
Oh my goodness. Oh. So it's a family affair.
They're rehearsing their lines. I could hear them last night.
What are their names again?
Alfreda. And Kent.
Kent.
Yeah. Oh.
And can I tell you something very quickly?
Tell me.
That when I met Casper for the first time, remember I was a journalist. I'm not a journalist anymore. So when I was a journalist, this is the first time ever.
You first still got this journalist thing about
I'm sorry. Okay. And then, so when I interviewed, so you know how it is. So journalists would call you up and say, can I interview and whatever. Casper De Vries, the legendary Casper De Vries. Says to me, yes, you can do the interview because he had some drama with an establishment that had issues
Emperor's
with his
Palace.
Audience members.
Emperor's Palace.
I can also a name say.
Yeah,
the audience members had geklaam at Casper te veel vloek or whatever. So that was my story. Casper says to me, yes, you can do the interview. I go, yay, but bring your dogs. What the hell? No one has ever said to me, bring your dogs. I had to bring my dogs to the interview. That was Casper De Vries. We had to go to a farm or whatever, and my dogs had to play there and stuff. So there's me in my fabulous new True Religion jeans and my pointy shoes that I just purchased in Camden in London, off to in my BMW to go and fetch my Dutch Hans and go to Casper De Vries to go and interview
him
on a
farm. Well, it's not that bad. It's actually a good thing. I wanted to meet your children. I wanted to...
It is just indicative like of your... Like, I would do that, like, to a Casper De Vries.
Yes.
I'm
very grateful for that.
Thank
you, Gavin. And listen, Gavin, I'm going to ask you to now give us a thought of the week. So if you can think or Google something, please. Something that we can take along as food for thought. We're going to go
That's what Michelle lives on at the moment.
Yeah, that's what Shay.
just thoughts
of food.
thoughts of food, yes.
We're just going to go over to Radio Pulpit for Dominique Konde van Aswegen. For his... Dominique Konde en wat is u etikie vir die brein? Baie dankie. Ons lees uit Flip Flop 4 vers 11. En die klippe en bome sal hulle skirts optel. Sorry, ek is so emosioneel. En hardloop naar waar daar u is. Toby, baie dankie dat jy hier was.
Dankie dat jy hier was, Casper. Dis ek dink dis vir ons 'n groter plesier is vir jou.
Oh my goodness. I will see you. I will say hello after the show. Nice to meet you, Jeremy.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you, Michelle, again.
Dankie.
En ek sal 'n bietjie hoor hoe gaan dit met Bodytech.
Cool.
Soos dit aangaan. En nou moet ek gou gaan na ons things toe wat sê thought of the week. Kom ons hoor.
Here is that thought of the week.
Ons gedagte vir die week is van Gavin Prins, ex-journalist en nou by die media, maar sy eie broeg, hy eie, sy eie ding, ne, Red Dot Media.
Red Dot PR, hy lees hier reg.
No, I know, but she's dealing with, she's dealing with a lot of famous people. So, have you got a thought for the, of the week for us? I think I'm slowly, my battery's...
This is a quote from Richelle Goodrich, who said, I finally figured out the big elusive secret to weight loss. Don't eat. Who knew?
Don't eat shit. It's not manure. Don't eat manure. It don't eat manure. Well, I think that's something Michelle will take home.
Thank you, yes.
People, you've been listening to the Casper Radio Show. I bid you a good weekend. Go and see my fat friend at the Monte Cassino Complex.
Woo!
And thank you for tuning in. It was nice being here. And I'll see you soon. Bye. CliffCentral.com.